thank God for the song. I bless the name of God for the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
I want to tell you tonight, this thing's a spiritual kingdom. It really is. The more you read, the more listen. If you'll trust God tonight, the Holy Ghost will work in this thing and wait on Him. You don't have to wonder whether He's going to do it. He'll do it in His will and time. He does it. God does it. It's trust in God. That's where it's at. God told me, He said, I don't want you to do nothing but preach and pray. He said, I'll do the rest, and I'll do that through you when you do it. And I think a lot of times, as a preacher and as Christians, we try to make results happen.
Yeah.
It don't work like that.
That's right.
He's the one that brings forth the fruit.
Amen.
And it's that way. And I'm glad for it. Now I'm going to tell you tonight, you can trust Him tonight.
Yeah.
You can trust the Holy Ghost to do what He said He'd do.
Right.
What Jesus sent Him to do. He'll not fail. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you in what God tells you. In the Scripture, He cannot lie. And there's a lead of God in the man's heart to know what to do. That's where the liberty's at. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's liberty in a man's heart that knows what God wants him to do. He don't have to worry about it. He knows that God told him that.
That's right.
And he can lay in that tonight. And no matter what your burden is and what your desire is and what you believe, God's able, thank God, to do it. It's a miracle. I mean, it's everything
it
God does is miraculous. It's supernatural. And I'll tell you, sometimes I get fretting, to be honest, about not visibly seeing some things that I'd like to see. But God's in control of that. And I'm thankful tonight that I can follow Him, trust Him, be in the mind of God, and just let Him have its way and not worry about it. That's where God wants you to live. There's no peace in worry. There's no peace in it. It can't not help you. It won't change nothing. Of what you fret about, what we concerned about, sometimes it can turn into prayer. Thank God for that. But to worry about it and fret and all the things, He said, be careful for nothing. Amen. That means don't have a bunch of anxiety over something. Amen. Be anxious about it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And that's the way it is. You just live your life like that. And somebody said, well, I ain't heard from God in a while. Well, wait, He'll talk.
Yes, sir.
He'll talk. Abraham went 13 years from 86 to 99, I think it was, and what we got in the record right here. That's all we can go by.
Right.
We can guess and say, as Brother Wayne says, right, there's more said than read.
Yes.
Amen. That's the truth, brother. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of it, and He's the only one that can. Amen. And listen, the whole thing about the Scripture tonight's got to be God taught to you. It's the Spirit that reveals it to you. It's not just writing it down and saying, I'm going to memorize this. There's a lot of people memorize Scripture. That's all right and good. I have myself. But the whole thing is the applying of it and God working in your heart through it. Amen. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that my sin against God. Sin against thee, that word hid means he hoarded it up. He got enough in there, thank God, that when the tempter come, he had enough to face him. And that's right. And there's been times the tempter come my way and I had it hoarded up in my heart. Sometimes I've walked on, thank God, in victory, and sometimes I've buckled some. Amen. That's just a fact. The flesh is stronger than what you think if you yield to it. Amen. Wonder why Paul said the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other. Amen. They're not on the same terms. They're contrary. And then he said this, and this is where we all get told, so you cannot do the things that you would.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Spiritual life, being filled with the Holy Ghost and following the Lord, thank God's worthy. Amen. Look at Acts 8. I'm not going to preach. I don't think I am anyway, but I'm going to read what God told me to read. And I believe it'll help you tonight in the Scripture. In Acts 8, notice if you will tonight, amen, it's a great chapter. The book of Acts is an action book of the Spirit. And of course, the Bible said in verse 26, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, talking about Philip. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace. Candace was a common name used for the queen of that country of the Ethiopians. just like Caesar and the rest of them, the name was a common name, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. That's amazing right there that the man would come that was raised in a different part. That might have been down toward Egypt a little. Brother Joe, you might know where he was, but I'll say this. He had heard about worship in Jerusalem. He had heard about that. And the Bible said he had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Amen. I'll tell you, brother, thank God in this Bible, amen, there are some that went to worship, thank God, when they got there, they got the revelation. Amen. That's right. They found out, thank God, who he was. Amen. That's what happened here. The Bible said in verse 28, was returning, amen, going back and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. He's reading the book of Isaiah 53, I think it's verse 7 and 8. Amen. As I say, he bought a scroll somewhere, got it somewhere. I read this. It was a big thing. I mean, it was long. I mean, he was sitting there reading it. Amen. And I figure he probably was reading the whole thing, but this is where he is at when he was reading in verse 7 and 8. The Bible said in verse 29, this is what I want to tell you. The Spirit will never miss it. He never will miss it. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, be in spirit hearing. Be where he can talk to you in the Spirit. And know it's the Spirit of God.
Right.
And he said, then the Spirit. That's where we get it, friend. That's where it separates right there. Amen. And a lot of people, because they don't know much about him, but you're going to have the voice in you to know what to do. He don't miss it. He knows what to do. Amen. And it's not mechanical. It's something that he just leads a man into. And when you get that, and I bless the Lord for it tonight, that the Holy Spirit of God tells a man, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot, this chariot. And the Bible said in verse 30, after the Holy Spirit told him that, he ran thither. Philip ran thither to him and heard him now. Listen, they read out loud when they read the text. He was reading out loud. He heard him reading. Amen. I told you this. I don't do it every time, but a good majority of time, I read the Bible out loud. If you can, it's good to do. Get it. Thank God. I even like to hear the Bible. Amen. I put it in on my phone, listen to it in the car. Score me reading some scripture. Whoever it is, it's good for you to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. That's how it increases. There might be something, I know the anointing of God of preaching the word of God. It'll help you. I mean, the good thought tonight about the bushel, it helped me to hear that. And I bless the Lord for it. And there's a good thought in that, what you had tonight. And I thank God for it. That's spirit. You follow the Spirit. You don't just get up and have it every word said in order. Amen. I know the old Puritans, if you read them men wrote them messages and read them. They just had enough power on them, thank God. In that day and time, the Holy Ghost was all over them men. And just reading the message, thank God. In fact, Jonathan Edwards had preached that message, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. He read the message. He read that message. They fasted and prayed for a good while before he ever done it and preached it. And people was praying when he was preaching it. Amen. It said that people grabbed the pillars of the building, thought they was going to go into hell.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, can I tell you this tonight? I hope you'll listen to me. It's not in how good a man can preach. It's how powerful God uses it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You get the hold of that. Amen. You say, wait a minute. Moses didn't have a good speech. I mean, he said he had an impediment of speech, Moses. And he took Aaron, amen, his brother, and sent him with him because he could speak. But Moses is the one, thank God, that God used. It's not in your ability. It's in his ability. God helped me to learn that sometimes in my own life. And you got hope in that tonight. It's not in the ability of the man. It's in the ability of the God in the man. That's where it's at. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And the excellency be of God and not of us. Amen. He said, we're not sufficient of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. You underestimate. You ever thought about this? Here this man's reading this out loud. He's reading the scripture out loud. Philip goes and joins himself to the chariot. Amen. And he said this to the man. He said, understandeth thou what thou readest? Amen. Listen. And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? Boy, isn't that amazing how God put that in that man's mind? He said, you need some guidance in this. Amen. He said, I'm down under the Spirit's influence and power. And he said, how can I? And he said, desired Philip that he was. This is a man of authority here. It's just like a praise God, maybe somebody in an office somewhere, a high office. Amen. That's a very high office that carried the money of this queen. And all of a sudden, it looks like his pride was got down. Amen. He said, come on up here. He didn't know Philip. Amen. But he said he got up in the chariot. He come up and sat with him in the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Amen. And like a lamb dumb before her shearer, so he opened not his mouth. And of course, he's talking about the punishment of Christ, what Jesus went through. Talking about the lamb before the shearer. He talked about that. He talked about, and really what he's saying there, that he's going to face a severe punishment. This man faced a severe punishment. Amen. He died for sin, and he was, laid down his life to be, punished for sin. And he said he opened not his mouth. He was humble as a sheep. Amen. And notice, he said in verse 33, in the humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth. And he's talking here about what he went through and what he goes through and the purpose of God. And really, I don't know what all Philip said, but we just know, thank God, that he said, hey, in verse 34, the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, whom speak of the prophet of this, of himself or some other man. He got the idea that this is somebody that suffered and somebody that went through a terrible death. And here's the verse that God told me tonight just to read. He said, then Philip opened his mouth. This is what I want to say tonight. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Isn't it amazing tonight that we sit here as being saved miraculously? Yeah. I mean miraculously. Yeah. God saved us just by hearing something. And it wasn't just something, it was the gospel, the grace of God. But we heard it. That's how a man's saved, by hearing the truth. It's amazing. Words mean something. Amen. The power of God means something on it. It brought forth a conviction. But it only done that, it brought forth, thank God, salvation by hearing. Thank God, faith came that way, friend. And brother, listen, it's something tonight to think about. How much words have power. The word of God has power, amen. Yes, sir. The Bible said right here, he said, and Philip opened his mouth, notice what he did, and began at the same scripture.
Yes.
What he was reading right there. He said, I don't know, praise God, that man had to be a long scroll. I mean, it had to be a long. I mean, he had a long, thank God, reading that. I don't know how big the writing was, but he was reading it. And here Philip comes, as God told him to, and he joins himself, this man. And brother, he's reading this, and then he preaches this to him. Listen to what he said. He same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. That's who it's about. He's talking about his punishment and what he went through and how he's cut off from the earth and how he was done, friend, this way. But Jesus was a humble lamb. He came to be slain, friend, by, amen, wicked sinners and the foreknowledge of God. That this was set up before the world began, because God seen it before the foundation of the world, that this one would come and be the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Amen, that's right. And it happened in time, and it had already took place. And now Philip comes and tells him about Christ and what, thank God, had done, what he had done. And he preached unto him Jesus. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, brother, tonight, thank God, that's who it is. It's Christ. It's Jesus. The name Jesus means Savior. And he is Savior tonight of sin. And the Bible said, listen, Philip didn't look to him and said, would you like to pray? Notice verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Isn't that an amazing question? Asked the man something after he just preached Jesus to him. He was trying to hook this thing up in his mind. I mean, he's preaching this truth, and he's no doubt heard some things. Maybe when he went, amen, into Jerusalem, somebody said something about being baptized. Maybe he even viewed a baptism. Amen. Maybe he's seen somebody baptized. I don't know. But he did say, "What's hindering me from being baptized?" Amen. Here's the answer. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." He said, "If thou believest." Well, he didn't say if you believe in Christ. He knew what he was preaching. He knew God had done centered on that thing. And he said, "Thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." It is the heart tonight. It ain't the organ. It's the inward man. It's where the seat of life is. Amen. In the spirit life, friend, in the power of God. And listen, thank God he had to believe within himself. Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Notice here what he said. This is a confession. He answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." That's what the man said. He said, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe you." And he, listen, Philip didn't question him. He didn't say, "Are you sure, sir? I mean, how do you know this, sir?" He didn't say nothing. He just said this, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. He said, "Stop this chariot." Amen. That's right. Notice what he did. And they went down both into the water. Amen. They got out of the chariot and got in the water. There wasn't nobody witnessing but the heavens. Amen. As far as we know, unless he had some others with him, we don't know whether they did or not. Don't say he did. But notice what the book says. Amen. They went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. Amen. And he baptized him. Amen. He baptized that man. Get a hold of that. Amen. That man, praise God, I knew he was a black man. Amen. I believe he was an Ethiopian man. Amen. He was, brother. And he went in that body of water. Amen. I can see him now. I baptize thee in the name of the Lord and the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. However he done it. But I'm telling you what, brother. He put that man under water and brought him back up. Amen. Upon his confession. Thank God that's what it is. It's an open confession. A baptism is, thank God, testifying of the open confession from the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. You ever thought about that when they got up as wet?
Yes, sir.
You know what baptism means? It means fully wet.
Yes.
What it means? Baptism means immersion.
Amen.
You can't get nothing else out of it. God have mercy. Amen. That man come up wet, got back in the... He got in the thing wet. Amen. That's why Philip didn't have a change of clothes, praise God. Amen. That's right, we got it all settled and fixed out today, amen. That's right, Philip went on, praise God, rejoicing too, amen. Notice what he said in verse 39, "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing," amen. He didn't even see no more, amen. That's right, he had something to go tell. Amen. The eunuch did, thank God, and Philip did. Amen. That's right. God's the one told him to go down there. Brother, and I'm telling you, it's a whole lot better about follow the Holy Ghost and just do what he says. And the Bible said if Philip was found in Astosis and passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, God wants us to be the preacher. Amen. And thank God he's the Savior. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, he preached unto him Jesus, and it'll work every time. Thank God. When the Holy Ghost is in this thing, brother, and I'm telling you, and that man went out rejoicing. Amen. I maybe went back to where he's from. Amen. And got to testifying and telling them what Jesus done for him. And I believe some people probably got in over it. Amen. I tell you, friend, it's amazing what God does if you'll follow him. God, Paul's missionary journey. There's the Holy Ghost. Don't go here, go there. Amen. Beat the death laid in the Philippian jail. Thank God, got to singing and praying. And the earthquake come, the jailer's household. God saved. I'm telling you, it's just God. You can't figure it out. You just do it. If you just do what he said, he'll do the rest. Don't try to figure him out. Just let him have his way. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord. Amen. Brother Redmond, pray for us tonight.
Thank you.